Sunday night, first of the winter season, Tov Shinayin Hay, Chavav or Lachav Zion Tishrei. Or Gimel Mar Cheshvan, Tov Shinayin Hay.
Okay, if you have a baby boy born, Ezus Hashem, Mitz Hashem, Adol Tov, you have to make a bracha, Tova Ameitiv. The father has to make a bracha and the mother has to make a bracha. You're supposed to make the bracha when you hear about it, even before you see the child. You have to be careful if you're in a place where people are not dressed, women are not dressed the way they're supposed to be dressed. So I, in last Friday's email in the Dvar Halacha that I sent around with the bulletin, to see about those halachas, how you could make a bracha. The Sefer Chassidim makes a point of saying, very interesting point. Someone obviously... In those days, like the father in the room was like really, really weird. So someone came and told you the piece of news. So the Sefer Chassidim says, first make the bracha, and then say thank you to the person who told you the news. And it's first you to be thanking Hashem, then you be thanking the person that gave you the news. The mother theoretically could make the bracha when the baby's born. Usually, her hands have touched. So she really can't make a bracha until she washes her hands. And you can make the bracha, you're supposed to make it the same day when you hear about it. You can make the bracha as long as you're still excited about the news. Sometimes that's a year and sometimes that's less than a day. But you can make it that day for sure. Okay. Chavis Halvav is the end of the Hagdama. We call this the first year of the winter's man of Tavshinayin Hay. Shir number one of winter Tov Shinayin Hay, and the very end of the Hagdama, he goes through the structure of the Sefer, and he says, "Omer Amachaber." We read in the Hagdama his whole what angst in writing the Sefer, why he wrote it, what brought him to write it, at the last minute, what the Yetzirah tried to dissuade him from writing it because it was Gaiva, and then he said, "No, when you feel you have something to do, you got to do it." Then he says, now he's explaining the structure of the Sefer. Omer HaMachaber, Kasher Hizkamti, Lechaber, Sefer HaZeh, Chelkei Chovos HaLevavos. I decided to write the Sefer, the categories of Chovos HaLevavos, Kivanti Es Machshavti Levchor Oson. So I put my mental efforts into choosing what categories I would write about. Shetiena Kololos Es Uloson, major categories that would include already other Chovos HaLevavos, and it's one of the major ones that would include the others. The Sovavos Eshe'e Rison, they would focus on the major ones, and they would include the other ones. The Santi Sharosh and HaElyon, the Yesod and HaGodol. So the first and main Yesod is, of course, Yichud HaKel B'Leif Sholem. Understanding and accepting the idea of Yichud Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, and he's Mayrich and Shara Yichud, exactly how sophisticated and deep an idea that Hashem is one, how much more it means than just that there's only one Hashem and not two. Okay, V'achakach Yanti B'meshan Chayodim L'chaber El Yichudo. I then went on and said, well, what would come next, logically? Mi'achovos Haniskoros Arius Lo Mimenu, from a person's obligation. V'yodati Daz Berura, because he is truly one. So really that would entail and involve that we really can't grasp him. Our minds really don't grasp what he is or who he is or what he's like or anything like that. And he explains in Shara Yichud why true oneness would be Moneya, really, being able to grasp him. Anyway, a person can't grasp anything spiritual, not even a Malach. Koshken Hashem Yisborach, who's Ein Lo Guf, and Ein Lo Sof, and Rishon Achron, Ein Sof. Our minds couldn't grasp such a thing. So, how are people, after you intellectually understand Shara Yichud, how are our minds going to grasp Hashem? So the Odati Daz Burua Ki Aborius Barch Neshu Echod Emes Lo Yesigehu Shem Etzem Velo Mikra. There's no change, and he's one, and he's singular, and he's unique, etc. Vein Machshavteinu Masegas Dovr Sheinu Etzem Velo Mikra. Our minds cannot grasp something that can't be described in terms of substance or events. You can't describe, things don't happen. Hashem is not subject to anything happening. He's not subject to time. So we can't really grasp anything like that. So we really can't have any hasaga in Hashem. So that's why I had to give people a way to sort of wrap their minds around Hashem. So how do we understand Hashem? How are we masik Hashem? Mitzad what he created, which is the purpose of the Shaar HaBechina Babruim. That's why the Shaar HaBechina Samti HaBechina Sharesheni L'Klam HaChobot HaLvavah. So after Shaar HaYichud, which is more intellectual, but we really don't visualize or understand or comprehend Hashem. So I wrote Shaar HaBechina because that is the way that we do see Hashem, perceive Hashem, understand Hashem, our masik Hashem through everything that he created. And you look at his creations and you have an understanding of him, whether it's his chokhma, his hatava, his complexity, his chesed. And he discusses these things in Shaar HaBechina. Okay, then there's Gonanti b'Mesheroi l'Echad ha'memes meno adnus. I then went on to see what's next, what would be connected to his adnus. Uma shechayovim b'riyosu b'omei avodoso. That leads us to Shaar Avodas Elokim. Samti kabolas avodas Elokim shorish lishi l'klal mechobas alavodos. Because as he explains in the Sefer, Shaar HaBechina is really the link between Shaar HaYichud and Shaar Avodas Elokim. Shaar HaBechina serves two purposes. One is, as he just said, a way to grasp Hashem, a way to comprehend, to whatever degree we can comprehend him through what he created. And it also leads us to the inescapable conclusion that we owe him. We have to be makir tov for having created us and for all the chesed and tova he does with us, and that obligates us to do his will, as he explains in Shaar Avodas Elokim, and that's why that's next. Samti kabbalas avodas Elokim shoresh shlishi l'kal mechobes alvavos. V'achakach nisborali. Then I said, what's logically next? He structured the sefer logically. He didn't put 10 names in a hat and pick them out. He built up a tower of avodas Hashem as logically as the Mesillas Yeshorim. The Mesillas Yeshorim was a couple centuries later, of course. I only say that because the Mesillas Yeshorim tells you beferish, based on a brisa, how it's the rungs of a ladder. Well, the Chovos HaLevavos, you might not think so, except you read the Hakdama, and you realize that he did the same thing, meaning these are steps. It's bottom line, the yisod of the building, and then the first floor, and the second floor, and the third floor. He actually compares it to a ladder at the end of Shaar Avodas Elokim. What's fourth? What should be next? Masharoi le'echad o'emes. Everything follows from Shaar HaYichud. If you dayak in the lashon of what he writes, everything follows from Yichudo, and that's why his lashon is. I'm not elaborating on that. He just. Became clear to me, Masheroi le'echad ha'emes, what is appropriate to this unique, singular Hashem, since he's singular and he's one, so everything that happens flows from him. So that is Mechayev Bitachon. Then you have to develop a sense of relying on Hashem for everything, because everything is due to him. Any benefit or the opposite, because he's echad, so everything flows from him. So his chayavnu, that obligates us, so that is mechayev bitachon, because hey, bitachon is not being frum, bitachon is just being logical. After you realize that everything is from Hashem, so you got to be. So bitachon is just the logical consequence of that. If people, you know, sometimes you want to have bitachon, and someone will tell you, "Come on, you got to be practical." But the most practical thing in the world is to have bitachon in Hashem, since everything is due to Him. Samti habitachon shorish reveal the kamachovos halvavos, and we'll stop here, even though everybody's waiting with bated breath to see.